Tim Russert would understand why the deaths we have to talk about this week are those of four young men who died in Iowa. Sam Thompson of Omaha, Nebraska, was 13. He was adopted when he was just a few weeks old. His parents called his arrival in their lives a miracle. He was a little boy who really had a heart for God. Josh Fennin of Omaha was also 13. He was a tinkerer and an inventor. His middle school principal says his mind was always working. He was always finding something new to do, something to experiment with. Aaron Eilerts was 14. His middle school teacher in Eagle Grove, Iowa, told the Omaha World Herald he was the kindest person you could ever meet, which is an extraordinary thing to say about a 14-year-old boy. Aaron loved Elvis Presley, sang the national anthem at sporting events, and wanted to learn how to be a chef in France. Ben Petterzilka of Omaha was also 14. He loved to go fishing with his father and was described by his family priest as a boy who exemplified the Boy Scout oath, which includes the words kind, helpful, courteous, cheerful, and brave. These young men were Boy Scouts who were killed when a tornado churned through the Little Sioux Scout Ranch in Blencoe, Iowa on Wednesday. There were 93 Scouts from Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota encamped there. Now, it's common in many so-called sophisticated circles to mock Boy Scouts, to use the term to dismiss someone as being earnest to the point of being humorless, or not having any of the ordinary human frailties that can make people interesting, or worse, to assume that their Boy Scout courteousness, cheer, and sincerity must be some kind of mask. But when the storm sirens blared, the 93 Scouts from Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota apparently reacted with poise and bravery. A scout named Zach Jessen reportedly threw himself over some of the younger, smaller scouts to protect them from lethal debris. When they saw the gray funnel flatten the home of a campground ranger named Nathan Dean, 15-year-old Jesse Rothgeb led a group of scouts to the rubble of the house. They heard cries. They reached down with their hands and began to pull off bricks, planks, tree limbs, and furniture to free Nathan Dean, his wife, and their three children. They began to give first aid to the Deans and about 40 scouts who suffered injuries. Iowa Governor Chet Culver toured the wreckage of the Boy Scout camp and surrounding homes and told reporters these 13 and 14-year-olds were taking care of each other, saving lives. It was miraculous to see that kind of effort from these young men. The next time you may be inclined to dismiss someone as a Boy Scout, you might remember those real boys who saw people in need and gave bravely of themselves. Crimson flames tied through my ears, going high and mighty traps. Countless fire and flaming road, using ideas as my maps. We'll meet on edges soon, said I, proud neath heated brow. Ah, but I was so much older then, I'm younger than that now. Half-right prejudice leap forth, rip down all hate I scream. Lies that life is black and white, spoke from my skull.
The Birds, My Back Pages. This is NPR News.